about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember I was complaining, you know, I was having ear pain, and I was just complaining that I wasn't feeling good, and I was feeling all grumpy, and I was trying to fight it with non-pharmaceuticals, and I don't know, doing any sort of, I guess, orange juice, spinach juice, kale juice thing I could think of. I still got sick. Of course I did. Why? Because you need the pharmaceuticals. No, not because of that. It's just because I got run down. It was worth it, though. Absolutely worth it. We had our Fast for Kids Gala this weekend, which was so kick butt. Pia Zadora, amazing woman. She was singing, and oh my gosh, I was even embarrassed that I even tried to sing during the cocktail hour. I didn't let anybody hear me because I was already kind of feeling kind of sick, and I didn't want people going, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you weren't as good a singer as you claimed to be. Of course. Haven't you guys figured that out? You don't have to hear me to sing. Okay, you should know I'm not that good a singer. Anyway, she just blew us away. And then Steve Rossi, remember from the duo, from a comedic duo with Marty Allen. And Steve Rossi, I think he's 83, I'm not sure, but oh my gosh, he had the place rolling. And then Rich Little came. You know, it was funny, people thought it was like a impersonator. They didn't think that we could get Rich Little to come. But thank God for Pia Zadora having the juice that she has, because she performs a lot with them. And he came and, you know, did his Ronald Reagan impression, his Jimmy Carter impression, and, you know, he's an impressionist, not to mention just a huge comedic talent. And I got to tell you, what was so fascinating was how young people in the audience, who probably aren't really familiar with their comedy, they were rolling in the aisle laughing, too. You know, things have really changed in entertainment, where what people find funny now has to just keep one-upping each other. Yeah, my kids were watching a YouTube video and they were laughing crazy. Now, you know, I used to laugh really, really crazy at the Who's On First, right? I thought the whole Buddy Abbott and Costello routine was hilarious. Well, these kids are laughing like crazy. I'm like, okay, what are you guys listening to? You know, looking at. And I guess it was some video where somebody would take a laptop and then throw a bunch of milk and food on it and make it disgusting and put a cut-off doll's head on it. And my kids are laughing. They think this is funny. And I'm like, that's not entertainment. Yeah, it was funny. I did laugh. But, I mean, whatever happened to the vaudeville? Whatever happened to the, you know, the real, and I don't mean to sound old, and you know, but, I mean, you know, me being in my 40s, a lot of that stuff was, like, I Love Lucy. They were black and white. I thought it was an old show, but I still found that funny. And I get a little nervous that as our, you know, comedic legends get older and retire or die off, you know, our new generation is only going to know the cereal and milk being splashed around somebody's laptop type of comedy. And so I was actually really, really impressed that Jimmy Fallon paid tribute to Johnny Carson and still tried to kind of keep some of the old, you know, comedy alive, because it was funny then and it's funny now. I mean, that stuff is still funny. It is. It's just, it's you know, rehashed and filtered and digitalized. Also, it's my husband's birthday today. Yeah, my husband, Corey. Yeah. I know. I'm sick, so I don't know how, you know. I know I am supposed to be doing my duties as a loving wife of the birthday boy, but I'm sick. It's okay. Don't worry. We've been married 17 years. Trust me. I think if he wanted anything for his birthday, it would be me to not sleep with him. He's 45. Today, yeah, my husband's 45. That's good. I know. Yeah, he is. He is Rob the Cradle. I agree. But erectile, he's fine. He hasn't had that issue, honestly. No, he's still good. He's still good. I mean, unless it's my fault. You know, I do have to, you know, get rid of the moo-moo and shave my legs once in a while. But no, he's doing good. You know, so, you know, if you see him, make him feel better. You know, he's kind of going through this. Well, you know, man, I am now really deep into my 40s. Remember when you guys first turned 40? You're like, well, I'm not really, really 40 because, you know, I still look like I'm in my 30s. Okay? And then you're like, you know what? I'm kind of an older 30. You know, being 41, 42, that's what I'm doing. I'm like, you know, I'm kind of in my 30s, you know, at the end of my 30s, you know, even though it's 42. But now, being 45, you are just smack dab in the center of being 45 years old. So that means you are deep, deep, deep into your 40s. So, you know, and again, I mean, who's this blushing bride? Me. So, you know, expect my husband to have a little bit of depression today. So, you know, if you see him or if you Facebook him, you know, tell him, you know, he is all that. Well, don't tell him he's like super all that and don't start hitting on him because he could leave me. You know, I mean, I want him to think that he can't get anybody else. And so then he still stays with me. Okay. Remember, we have to still have that mind control. We wives really, really need, you know, have control over our husbands. I mean, we want to make them think they're sexy and they're desirable, but every time they fart or burp or something, we always remind them that they're lucky they're with us because no other woman would take them. And so then they stick around you longer because, you know, a lot of us women, we burp and fart too, and most of the time the guys want to flee. So, you know, it's all a whole psychological game, and it's psychological imprisonment that we have to do on a daily and routine basis. So you can tell my husband he's all bad, but just remember to just cut shy just a little bit so he doesn't have the confidence to say, well, if I am all that, why the hell am I with Dahlia? So, right, you know, it's a fine balance. And, you know, joking aside, that's actually how abusive relationships work. Okay, I mean, you know, I don't abuse my husband. He thinks I probably do, but I really don't. I'm a good wife. But a lot of relationships, you know, they don't want the partner to leave. So they degrade the partner to a degree that they don't think they are worthy of anybody else. So they feel lucky they are with their captor. And it's a very sick relationship. And I see that all the time. People will come in saying, my husband or my wife says I'm too fat. I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. And I'm like, does she ever say anything positive about you? Does he ever say anything positive about you? No, you know, and it's very, I mean, I've been married to my husband for 17 years. Have I said anything positive to him, you know, recently? No, you know, crack open a window or go, you know, or help me with the kids or, you know, you got toothpaste on your mustache. That's not really loving, you know, loving sweet nothing. So our homework today is to be nice to our spouses or our partners. Make them feel loved and special. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. This caught my eye. They say that yellow dye could now be dangerous. Remember there were issues with the Sudan red dye years ago? Now, apparently a study conducted out of Rutgers University think that yellow dyes could be potentially dangerous for one's health. Now, what they did is they looked at a bunch of common household items, paint to clothing. By the way, is yellow really in? I saw a couple years ago, I was at a store and you saw a whole bunch of yellows. Did yellow make a comeback? I didn't think yellow was in since the 1960s, but maybe yellow is making a comeback. I don't know. See, I like to wear everything dark because it's more slimming. So all my clothes are black or dark blue, or I do have a couple pinks, right? But I have to wear black underneath it so that it, yeah. Anyway, but that's just me. So in this study, they looked at 16 pieces of yellow printed clothing, 28 pieces of paper printed with ink, like maps, postcards, colored newsprint, magazine advertisements, and 18 paper goods. Now, they discovered a chemical called PCB11. Do not mix this up with PCP. PCB11, that I guess is found in the yellow dyes, I'm sorry, I'm really boogery today, that were used in making these products. All 16 pieces of clothing and 28 paper samples contained the chemical PCB-11. 15 out of the 18 paper goods tested positive for PCB-11. Okay, now, so then, what's in green dye? Oh, my gosh, even worse, what's in purple dye? They say PCBs cause a whole range of worrisome health problems. This was being reported on Good Morning America by the study author Lisa Rodenberg. There is enough evidence that there could be health effects from this specific kind of PCB that we should investigate further. Okay? Now, what does PCB do? Well, they do, and they have had studies linking it to birth defects, even cancer, developmental problems for young kids, etc. And, you know, my question is, whenever you try to swap to something else, how do we know what's in that something else? You know, like they talk about, well, let's get rid of the thimerosal or the mercury in these vaccines. Well, what other preservative are you going to put in, and has that been studied? You know, when the mac and cheese, if you're going to be taking out one dye, food coloring dye, what are you substituting it with, and is that even safer or, you know, it's like, you know, the grass always looks greener. I mean, what else are we substituting for this? So I don't know about you all, but if you have already bought a whole bunch of yellow clothes for this spring's, you know, fashion statement, right? Because, you know, in the spring, everybody likes to buy new clothes. I would urge you to be very, very careful if you actually switch it to a color like salmon. Because you have no idea. You'd think a salmon-colored shirt would have some omega-3s, right? Just be careful. I don't know. I have nothing yellow. Honestly, I don't. Nothing. I don't think I have one piece of clothing that's yellow, ever. I really can't think of it, you know? I mean, honestly, I was laughing so hard when Rich Little was performing that I'm sure I peed on myself, maybe, but I don't really have anything with food coloring yellow. Pediatric groups are advising against going to retail store health clinics for their kids. This is a pretty bold statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Saying, I'm really sorry, I hope you don't have to hear it. It's just, I gotta blow my nose, and I don't want to do that on it. Do you guys want to hear me blow my nose? I need a hanky, I can't blow my nose, so I just have to suck it in until break. But, sorry, hold on, it's coming back to the back of my throat. Okay, good. Now we're back. I know, I need a pharmaceutical. I know. You know, this is really ridiculous. You guys are always on me because I love the pharmaceuticals, but come on, I can't even do my show because of all the boogers. Okay, so the American Academy of Pediatrics, this is ridiculous, says these clinics are detrimental to the comprehensive continuous care relationship between doctors and families, a concept known as the medical home. They say such facilities should not be a source of primary care for children. I do agree. I mean, I think these clinics definitely offer a phenomenal service. For those of you that can't get in with your doctor on a Sunday, etc., there's nurse practitioners there that are very adept. So I've been very impressed with how they staff. But the pediatricians are bringing up a very good point. Where is the quality of care? If you start to just go on Sundays, once every blue moon, who is watching these kids, remembering, following them up? Like, for example, I could have somebody that comes in with a sinus infection. Fine, I treat them, etc. But what if it's the sixth sinus infection now over the last, you know, few months? Maybe there's something going on there. Maybe they have an abscess. Maybe they have a tumor. You know, what is really, really going on? You know, you hear these stories of these people whose nose has been running for a while, only to find out that it wasn't sinus fluid, but it was brain fluid, cerebral spinal fluid that was leaking out. Yet, you know, I'm not saying a typical, you know, retail store clinic is going to miss, you know, something like that, but you want to see the same provider, and you want to have a relationship with them going, you know, no, wait a second, you know, this just doesn't seem right. And so, you know, they say The AAP is concerned about decreased quality of care, issues for children with chronic diseases or special needs that a healthcare professional at a clinic may not readily identify, lack of follow-up care diagnoses, possibly an increased risk for a public health problem as patients with infectious diseases like strep throat and measles enter a retail store with little isolation. These things are pretty, they're definitely valid concerns. You know, a lot of your pediatric offices, they have a sick area and a well area. So your kids coming in for well visits sometimes don't have to sit with the sick kids. But yeah, if you're dragging your kid through a Walmart or Walgreens, etc., I could see why that would be a concern, because now you're exposing other people. You know, having a clinic, now these clinics usually have a separate entrance, so I was never really worried about somebody coming in with an infectious disease because there was a clinic attached to a Walmart, because I just assume the average person is walking around coughing behind you in line and giving you their infectious disease. So to me, I've never been as concerned, but it is a valid point. Now, I used to work for UMC Quick Air. Loved the Quick Air system. I loved it, and I did a pretty damn good job with it. I still tell patients that if you need to go to Quick Air, I've always been a fan. I know a lot of doctors are concerned that they compete with doctors in the city, but as far as I'm concerned, if I'm closed and your doctor's office is closed and it's a Sunday night, you know, and you don't have to be on the ER clogging it up because you have a problem that's less acute, the Quick Air, we Quick Air doctors are extremely well trained, even though I don't work for Quick Air anymore. So God forbid you did need an emergency room, I really, really feel comfortable. I'm very, very confident, and I feel my patients are very, very safe going to Quick Air, urgent care, etc. But we used to see Quick Air patients that would just come in always on the fly. Right? And their sugar would be high, their fly would be open, a lot of things would be off. And I'm like, well, who's your regular doctor? Well, you are. No, I'm not. I'm an urgent care physician. Saw this in Lake Havasu. I'm an ER doc. No, you can't come to me, you know, for these things, because I may remember you, but this isn't a small time ER. We're a big ER. I'm going to forget eventually, and you need a regular doctor that's going to be watching you. So this is a definite concern. So my suggestion is, please make sure you find a regular doctor, all right? Because your child having a quote unquote upper respiratory illness could actually be a precursor for an asthmatic attack. Your child having a fever and feeling achy may not be the flu. It could be an early meningitis. And so even though I think a lot of the providers there are well trained, okay, it would be nice for there to be that continuity where, you know, I've seen you have, you know, flu and I've seen you have fever. You look a little bit more stiff to me. You know, that is what you want. You want somebody that kind of knows you and that their alarms and their bells are going to ring. Make sense? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The Academy concluded that parents should only consider using a retail-based clinic if that clinic has a formal relationship with the child's pediatrician. Now, I'm pretty blessed because some of these minute clinics in my town, they do give me a letter so that I know the patient was seen. So at least if I'm seeing a person now, you know, and this could be their sixth time, but I think it's only their second, hopefully I have these notes from the minute clinic. Is it hard and a pain in the butt? It is. It is. But at least I'm being able to somehow have some continuity. If they don't come back to me, that's a problem. That's a huge problem. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We are also on Radio. We are on TuneIn, GCNLive.com. You can hear a bunch of also phenomenal shows. Yes, Yeah, even more phenomenal than mine. So go to GCNLive.com. But right now you're stuck with me, so just tune in and listen. Now, apparently they're accusing us doctors again. I tell you, I cannot stand all the crap we you know, have to get dished out of us, and we can't fight back. Saying that there is a thyroid cancer epidemic. No, not because there's a true epidemic, because we doctors are over-diagnosing. Well, go blow it out your ear. They say the dramatic rise in the reported cases of thyroid cancer in the U.S. has tripled since the 1970s. And they say they believe it's because of over-diagnosis. They looked at people 18 or older diagnosed with thyroid cancer between 1975 and 2009, and they found that the reported number of cases went from 4.9 to 14.2 for every 100,000 people. Of course, increased greater in women than in men, but the death rate for thyroid cancer remained stable. The studies also found that the increase of incidence of thyroid cancer diagnosis could be attributed to the detection of small papillary cancer. Now, papillary carcinoma, you have the papillary carcinoma of the thyroid and the follicular carcinoma of the thyroid. They think a lot of the papillary cancers are just not aggressive enough to even cause death or disease, which is why we have started to hear many organizations and groups say, nah, under Obamacare, don't screen, please, okay? Let's watch and wait with the thyroid cancer. Of course, I say like hell. Now, the thyroid is that little butterfly-shaped gland located in the front of the neck. Yes, some of you guys, some of you cowboys out there got this butterfly gland. Yeah, you do. All of us do. And, you know, the thyroid creates hormones after being stimulated from the thyroid-stimulating hormone, as well as the TRH with pituitary and a variety of other brain signals telling the thyroid to work. And, unfortunately, you could have some abnormal cells that start to grow. Any organ in your body could become cancerous if it wants to be. Some of you will say, well, I don't need to be screened for thyroid cancer because my levels are normal. Well, no, just because you have normal thyroid doesn't mean you're not getting, you know, a tumor. Okay? Yeah, there, you know, I've picked up probably thyroid cancer in 90% of people that had normal, I should say 90% of the time I found thyroid cancer, they had normal thyroid levels. Okay? Because to make a thyroid underactive, most of the gland has to be affected, not just a little tiny bitty tumor. Now, I take credit for finding a lot of thyroid cancer because I will feel the thyroid and I will feel a mass. I'll feel a nodule, feel a mass, and we get an ultrasound. Then the ultrasound shows that there's a little mass. I have the ear, nose, and throat doctor sit down with the patient, talk about options, and they then decide if they're going to, look at it further. Take a little sample, take a little biopsy. Now, not all nodules need to be biopsied. I can't tell you how many times. We've used one of my favorite doctors in town is Luther Creed out of Desert Radiology. He works very closely with a couple ENTs. I work with Dr. Tim Tolan, Dr. Nasri, Dr. Nalbone, Dr. Randy Weingarten, Dr. Fine. I mean, all the ENTs, Schroeder. There's so many ENTs, psychend, I use. And many of them use Dr. Luther Creed at Desert Radiology to take, needle biopsies and samples. And my patients love Luther because Dr. Luther, not because of Lex Luther, but because, usually when he does these biopsies, they hardly hurt. I mean, the guy is a magician. You thought my husband, who's a chiropractor, has good hands. You should, meet Dr. Creed. Anyway, like Apollo Creed, Lex Luthor. That's really why people think he's so cool. Think about that. Yeah, that's a cool name. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. And so, many times he'll say, I see what we're talking about. It just doesn't have that look. We could forego the biopsy and keep an eye on it. The patients are like, yay, oh, that's so good. Yeah, I didn't die over, did it, and overdiagnosed. I didn't overdiagnose. You had a lump on your thyroid. I'm not an ENT. I'd be making a hell of a lot more money and probably not on air if I was an ENT. So, cut me some slack, Jack. But I gotta tell you, the cases that we did find and we appropriately pursued, some of them were pretty significant. And one of which I told you where her cancer was just up and down her neck and clavicle and into her sternum, well, that could go to the bones. Now, have I ever had a person die of metastatic thyroid cancer? No. And I don't want to see that. It's just we catch it early, we get it addressed. So, no, I do not have any experience with somebody in front of me dying of that because we've never let it go. We've never watched and waited. But when they start to say we're overdiagnosing, as far as I'm concerned, if you have any sort of mass that's growing, all right, and they think it's cancerous, just realize cancer is chaotic. It's not very predictable, okay? Another thing that's not predictable is apparently we have a woman here who was taking bupropion and trazodone. Bupropion is the brand name of Wellbutrin, okay? Apparently she was taking these two medicines and endured a 5-day erection of her, it rhymes with Dolores. I don't want to say it on air. Now, she was taking this medication to boost her libido. Apparently, she had recently upped her dose. Then, unfortunately, she had swelling in her genital area. She stopped taking the drugs, but by then it got worse and worse. So she actually suffered. Some of you men are like, wait a second, this sounds like priapism. Exactly. She suffered from rare female priapism. Apparently there was a blockage of the blood vessels that were supposed to empty that area, and it could be extremely painful and unfortunately cause sexual dysfunction later. Now, many medications out there could unfortunately be linked to this. We don't know all of them, and it could be extremely, again, unpredictable, but she couldn't sit, she couldn't stand, she couldn't do anything. And apparently, the Dolores, just because I know there's kids in the car, had swollen to 2 centimeters. That is huge. So, why? The Wellbutrin and the transenone blocked receptors in the body is called alpha adrenergic receptors. Now, some of you will say, wait a second, Dahlia, my doctor gave me Wellbutrin for sex drive. What's going on? Well, Wellbutrin, we know, does help offset the lack of libido and the libido loss with antidepressants. It does do that. Okay? It's not supposed to be well known for increasing blood flow to the area. It's not supposed to be well known for that. But apparently some people report that it does. What did the doctors do? They gave her Sudafed, a decongestant. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So they gave her Sudafed because Sudafed doesn't block the alpha adrenergic receptors. It kicks it in because Sudafed is like a sympathomimetic. And it's probably something I should be taking right now for my cold, where it constricts blood vessels, etc. But they gave her Sudafed every 6 hours. She was discharged from the hospital. I'm sure they gave her some pain medicine. And now forget about the sex drive. She's only 29 years old. But this is one of the rare times that we hear that somebody actually goes through a mishap from some of these medicines, and it can happen to women. Pretty scary stuff. And I understand the doctors are trying. I understand the patients are trying. Having lack of sex drive is serious. And imagine for a 29-year-old, usually sex drive doesn't start to drop till you're in your, 30s, etc. So for a 29-year-old to start lacking sex drive, you wonder if there's something hormonal or something anatomic going on. So again, you know, I give them credit for trying, but, unfortunately these things aren't without risks. Hold on, I gotta blow my nose. Did you hear that? Yeah, see how juicy that was? Okay, that's why I need Sudafed. Sudafed helps you with nasal congestion. I usually urge Sudafed if you have a sinus infection as opposed to antihistamine because it the sympathomimetic effect, it constricts the vessels that's making the extra juiciness that's up in there. That was a good blow. I have to blow my nose again, but I think I'm going to make it to break. If not, we could talk about boogers and all that, but I don't want to talk about that. When we come back, I definitely want to talk about the legal drinking age of 21. Apparently, some researchers are saying that this could actually save lives. Then we have Avatar actor Sam Worthington arrested because I think he... Did he punch a photographer? Yeah, the Avatar guy. And then poisonous meatballs that pets are eating? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, there's always some wacko out there doing very evil things, and I guess there is a warning now in San Francisco's Twin Peaks neighborhood that there is somebody spiking meatballs with strychnine and hiding these in bushes and shrubs in the vicinity of Crestline and Park Ridge Drives in the city's Twin Peaks neighborhood. Excuse me, apparently these animals that are running around going pee in the morning decide to sniff in the bush, eat these meatballs, eat the strychnine, and unfortunately die. Pet owners are being advised to keep cats indoors and dogs on a leash until the situation is resolved. Of course, the San Francisco Police Department is asking for public assistance, asking, you know, the assistance for from the public. Apparently, in July 2013, hundreds of tainted meatballs were found in San Francisco's Twin Peaks and Diamond Heights neighborhoods containing levels of strychnine. They think these could be the same. They are left out there to kill the dogs. Apparently, a little dachshund named Oscar died last year. If you see the meatballs, you call 911. Now, if you think this is just happening there, I wouldn't be surprised if it's happening elsewhere because just, you know, weird, sick thoughts like that, unfortunately, can pervade many people's minds. But just, you know, watch your dogs. If your dogs are going crazy, I mean, you know, a lot of us, you know, we'll talk to a neighbor and kind of let the dog do his business. No, watch the dog. Just make sure, because there's actual sickos out there. It just blows my mind. Legal drinking age of 21 saves lives. Apparently, researchers examined studies conducted back in 2006 and found that a minimum drinking age of 21 is associated with a reduced rate of drunk driving crashes among young Americans. It also limits your risk of health threats that could include dating violence, unsafe sex, suicide, etc. One study found that in 2011, 36% of U.S. college students said they'd gone binge drinking within the past 2 weeks, compared with 43% of college students back in 1988. That was, back in 88 is the first year when all states upped the legal drinking age to 21. They said also they found less drinking in high school seniors. Now, you know, the only thing I'm kind of lax on is our military. If our soldiers, you know, are over there in Afghanistan and it's their day off and they want to take, you know, a break, I think if you, you know, if you're old enough to fight for your country and put your life on the line, you're old enough to have a drink if you want. But in terms of here, not on active duty, you know, I think the 21 age limit is fine. I don't know if I would raise it. Honestly, it blows my mind how we as a society appear to be more younger and immature. And I mean, 21 years old in biblical days were, I mean, already on their fourth kid. So, you know, I'm okay with the whole 21. But, don't worry. I don't think there's any talk to lower the drinking age. I hope not. I wouldn't lower it. I would not lower it to 18 at all. I think these days kids are so sheltered with the video games and they're just not the adults that kids used to be. You know, I mean, it was amazing. You know, you look at, you know, like back in the 1940s, you know, these kids, they wanted to, you know, fight for their country. They want, and I'm not saying anybody needs to, but, you know, I'm not saying we want people to, I guess, now go to war. But what I'm saying is, you know, the mindset, you were a lot older as an 18-year-old back then. You know, I mean, it was just, it's a different time. Okay, and you know, I'm just a little disillusioned at how we're not making our kids do chores, we're not having our kids work, we're not, now I do have to correct myself. My brother lives in Omaha, and he says kids could actually work when they're 14, 15. And apparently you could also learn to drive farm equipment, etc. So maybe in the Midwest, these kids are being schooled a little bit more and trained earlier. But, you know, from what I'm seeing out here, and I'm sorry, but I mean, a lot of these teenagers, I'm like, really? You know, they come into the office and they hardly say a word to me. And they're sitting there just hunched over their video game. And when I try to talk to them about, oh my gosh, you're turning 18. That's awesome. What are you going to do? You know, I don't know. Maybe take some time off. Like, but you're 18. I mean, don't you have to pay taxes and help support the family? And I mean, I had to. I had to help support the family. I had to. I mean, I had a lot of responsibility at 18. You know? No, school's rough, and I'm gonna want to take a nice break. Gonna want to take a break. There's never a break in life. You never get a break. I don't understand this. You know, my kids will say that too. They're like, oh, you know, Mom, I have to do homework tonight. Don't make me do anything around the house. I don't have, you know, you're supposed to do both. There's no choices. There's no option. Okay? You gotta feed the dog. You have to clean up after yourselves. You got to clean the dishes. These are just have-tos. You have to go to the bathroom. You have to flush the toilet. You have to brush your teeth. You have to take a shower. You have to call grandma. You have to show respect. You have to do your homework. You have to go and get the mail. Okay? You have to make a budget. You can't just spend money. Well, are we even teaching our kids this? No. Oh, mom, leave me alone. No other moms make their kids do that. I would like to talk to all the other moms. And I want to know if that's really true. I can't stand when my kids give me that argument. Well, Scott's mom lets him do this. And then I'm like, well, then Scott's mom is an idiot. Oh, I'm going to tell him that you said that. Oh, boy. Can you imagine? Oh, I know exactly what my parents would have done, right? I wouldn't have a hand to be able to access the phone. All right, so everybody needs to get their acts together. Alec Baldwin was in the news. The Avatar guy, Sam Worthington. Pierce Morgan was in the news. I guess Pierce Morgan's show is getting canceled. I don't know if it's a ratings thing. I think he was talking about how people don't like him talking about gun control. I don't know. You know, Pierce Morgan, it's interesting. My first, exposure to him was, I think, with the America's Got Talent. Sorry to blow my nose. I know. Yeah, this is the talent. They blow their nose on air. And I saw how he was trying to be like a Simon Cowell type, but it just didn't work for him. It didn't work. And I think the man's an intelligent man, but I just didn't think people really, liked him, as opposed to like Aaron Burnett or some of these other people, like, Anderson Cooper. He's a lot more likable. So I really kind of wasn't surprised with that. Alec Baldwin is saying he's, gonna be done with public life. He says, I've done this for 30 years. I'm done with it. I think he's really, really upset. He's about 55 years old. And, he's upset that the people look at him as a homophobe because he had, used an anti-gay slur when he was talking to paparazzi. He says, do people really, really believe that? You know, and I won't go into what he said. And so he says he's going to be leaving. I don't really know what TV shows, with the exception of 30 Rock. I know he does a lot of cameos. And then the Avatar guy, I guess, was arrested in New York City because he punched a photographer. Now, he punched a photographer and was arrested on an assault charge. I'm hearing because the photographer kicked his girlfriend in the shin. Now, I'm not so sure what's going on with that. Now, of course, he's from Australia. The photographer, Shang Lee, 37 years old, was arrested also on charges of reckless endangerment, assault, and harassment. Now, I have never had a run-in with the paparazzi. Why? Because I'm just not popular enough for paparazzi to care. But if I did, I probably wouldn't strike him. But if I did, if I was a victim of somebody striking me, oh, my gosh. Because I look at whoever has a camera or whoever has a microphone as my friend, okay? I mean, you know, when you're in the media like I am, okay, I mean, you want the cameraman to like you. You want but unfortunately, there's this whole industry out there, this paparazzi industry, where there are people out there very, very hungry that want the pictures. And they're not doing it to give you publicity. They're doing it, they're doing it because they need to make money, and they make it some very unattractive pictures. Any unattractive picture out there by me, of me, isn't the way I look. All right, guys, don't go away. More Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Oh, you don't go, I find it nice.
With a little know-how, virtually anyone can hack or track a wireless device.
It's Keith from Block It Pocket with a warning about hackers and Big Brother monitoring your mobile device.
Block It Pocket essentially blocks out any outgoing or incoming signals. Yes, even when the phone is off and the battery removed.
Protect your privacy. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Visit blockitpocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.